Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Kelly's Crossovers. And today, it's a big day, some would say. We got the one and only Isaac Kelly on the pod with us today. Isaac, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me out.
And Isaac, you had a good morning this morning. You got some good energy flowing today, and you're feeling good and ready for the podcast. Is this true?
Absolutely.
And okay, so today we got a couple good topics, but first, introducing the panel again. We got returning trap star Brody Bernard.
Hey, how's it going?
We got Ford Andrevik.
Oh, Chantel Ross.
Chantel was on one of the pods earlier, and she wanted to get back on it because Kelly's Crossovers is taking over now. And we'll start with the first topic in the NHL. Seattle just announced that they'll be getting an NHL team coming up in 2021. They're paying like $650 million or something crazy for it. So I want to get your guys' thoughts on this. Like, Brody, have you heard anything about this, or is this just new information to you?
I heard a little bit about it, but it's mainly new information. Haven't been really too excited with it. I don't know how it's going to do in Seattle. Hopefully they'll get a good fan base going. I mean, they got the Seahawks there, so hopefully people will rally behind the team and get a new NHL team going.
And Isaac, they haven't come up with a name yet. Do you have any names that would stick out that you could come up with?
Well, obviously, Vegas just coming in last year. They came in with a quite odd name, Vegas Golden Knights. But you know what? For Seattle, I'm going to go with the Seattle Kraken. I heard that's the rumor going around. But, you know, I think it's a good name.
Personally, I have no idea what Kraken means. But sounds like a cool name. And Ford, you got any ideas, Chantel?
I think their city sticks with some type of bird. So they have the Seahawks and the Thunderbirds there, so it might be another blue and green color scheme with another type of bird, I assume.
Maybe the Seabirds.
I think they could go with a nice, like, Seattle Seagulls or something.
Chantel?
I have no idea.
No clue?
Yeah, no.
And the other recent NHL news before we get into Isaac Kelly's wonderful career, we're going to talk about a guy who also has a wonderful career. Well, a bit controversial, but Tom Wilson. And Ryan Reeves, they got into it last game. And Tom Wilson's known for his shenanigans and being a big bod, but this year he's lighting up on the score sheet as well. So we had Ryan Reeves, probably one of the biggest beauties in the NHL, some would say. And this guy just laid out Tom Wilson. Some would say it's a dirty hit, but Tom Wilson's done it many times. So I just want to get you guys' thoughts on, did you see the hit, or do you know what I'm talking about at all?
Yeah, I saw the hit on Twitter. You know, it blew up. You know, I've seen Tom Wilson do that repeated all the time, you know, pretty often, and you get what you give, I guess, eh? So if you're gonna lay out a couple guys pretty dirty, then you'll get it right back.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. What goes around comes around. So Tom Wilson does that hit a lot more, and he aims for the head, but that hit, Reeves hit on Wilson, it was clean, but it was a bit late. Like, it, no head contact, shoulder to shoulder. He wasn't expecting it, and that's something he does, and it's good to get a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, Tommy Wilson's probably one of my favorite players playing in the NHL. You know, guy can rock bod, fucking chuck knucks, and put the puck in the net. He's an overall superstar, I think. And I mean, I think that hit only blew up as much just because it was on Tommy Wilson, and he's done that hit and hits worse than that a lot of times. This season, last season too, he's done probably that exact same hit. So, but I think he'll get Reeves back.
Anything, Chantel?
Well, I mean, Ryan Reeves hit him, and then Tom Wilson tried to hit him back, and he fell. It was pretty funny, but some people were saying they should make a movie about them, too, back when he played on the Blues, right?
Yeah.
They fought them, so pretty funny.
So, Brody, you said you think he's a beauty, and you guys think he deserves a taste of his own medicine, so if you had the chance to have a guy like this on your team, like, do you want him on your team? Like, do you want a guy like this on your team? Or no?
Oh yeah, for sure. I like the energy he brings with his hits, and I mean, he can put the puck in the net, so it's not like he's just a goon out there. I like the run and gun style of hockey he plays. It's like more of an old school style of hockey, but he still scores like a decent amount. So he still brings points to the table, and he's still like providing for the team. And I think he's an overall great player.
Yeah, personally, I'd love a good energy guy on the team. You know, someone who can go out there, make a big hit, get the boys going. You know, that's something you want on your team. You don't want to play against someone like that, definitely. So I'd love to have Tom Wilson on my team for sure.
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a scumbag, but he's someone you want on your team and you don't want to play against. And he was a big part of the cup run in Washington last year. A lot of energy to the lineup. So I think he'd be a big addition to a team.
Yeah, agreeing with what they said. I think he's like a presence on the ice. Like, you're going to play against Washington, you know you got to watch out for Tommy Wilson. So it puts a thought in your head. You got to keep your head up and you're not, maybe it throws players off their game just knowing he's out there, especially when he's on the ice. So I think having someone on like that on your team would be a huge advantage.
I mean, there's no hitting girls hockey, but agreeing with the guys, I'd definitely rather play with than against him, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And we got special guest Isaac Kelly on the pod today. And back in the Sens AAA days, Isaac was known as a bit of a bruiser. Some would say a defensive Tommy Wilson, maybe. Maybe a Dustin Byfuglien type player. Isaac, how would you say? Is this an accurate description?
You know, I think that's completely accurate. You know, I'm a shutdown D that throws down the bot a little bit. Can't lie. You know, I like make the big hits, but, you know, I finish every hit hard, and, you know, what more can you ask for?
So if Tommy Wilson came barreling down on you in the corner, do you think he'd knock you off the puck, or do you think he'd sit him down?
I'd light him up.
For sure, eh?
Yeah.
And I've seen this happen many times last year playing against Isaac. Got rocked a couple times by the guy. He's a big bod. Great skater, good hitter, big body presence. Got a clap bomb from the point. Buried one in Bernard last year. Not a big deal.
Crossovers.
Kelly's crossovers.
Quick crossovers.
And so Isaac, run us through your minor hockey career. Like, where'd you start and where are you now?
Well, unlike you folks, it wasn't typical. You know, didn't start playing hockey in IP. I started in novice. You know, I worked my way up. Played novice C. Novice B, Adam B, then I jumped up to Rep B, grinded out that Rep B league for a couple of years, and then out of nowhere I made the jump to Double A, and you know I lit that league up that year. I was pretty much the Eric Carlson in that league, but thought I'd take the step up to Triple A, and out of nowhere I came to tryouts and you know beat a couple guys out of their spot, met these weirdos, and then I jumped into Kanata U18, one of the best years of my life, my hockey career by far. Had a really great team there. You know, these Smith Falls guys and Nepean guys like to disagree, but we kick their asses every time, and, you know, they don't like to admit it. You know, after my U18 career was done, I'm currently playing for the Winchester Hawks in the CC2. You know, a good farm town, you know, gets a good crowd out there, and, you know, it's good hockey.
And, talking about when you made the jump to AAA, personally, I remember seeing this goofy-looking fella, Silver 7 gear on there, on the point. We were all like, who is this guy? And now, looking back at it now, it's a good thing you made it. He's one of the best buddies we've got. Brody Ford, do you remember when this guy first stepped on the ice with us?
Oh, yeah. I remember I was scratched that game in tryouts at Castleman. We were in Castleman playing against the Wild, and I walked into the room, saw this guy sitting there. I shook his hand, said, it's up. And Brody Bernard. Best choice ever made in my life.
True story.
I actually met this guy at like a camp before the week of tryouts. I had no idea who this guy was. He told me he was trying out for the team. And then went on the ice, saw he had some skill, and started talking to him. And he showed up to tryouts with some khaki pants on. I remember those with his dress clothes. Pretty memorable moment.
Chantel, thoughts on khaki pants and dress clothes?
I mean, definitely not what I would like to see someone wear, but... if anyone could try and pull it off, it's definitely
on. Whatever gets the job done.
Exactly. And now you're playing in Winch, small town, lots of characters out there, I'd assume. Anything stick out about the Winchester area or the organization?
Yeah, for sure. They really love their team out there. They treat us phenomenally. It's a great organization by far. The management, the coaching staff, they're all there to get us to the next level and develop us. And you know, the town really gets behind us. Whenever we're on a little win streak, they'll all pack into the Joel Steele Community Arena. And, you know, it's nice to see.
And what are your plans for hockey coming up? Are you aiming to make another step in your life, or are you happy with where you are?
You know, it's coming big decision time, whether to go to school next year or play hockey some more. And, you know, I'm aiming, you know, hopefully to play Smith Falls Bears next year with the man himself, Reed Russett, and you know, that should be a time, but you know, it's going to take a lot to get there.
And speaking of taking a lot to get there, Working on your Fortnite game, do you think this helps you on the ice, or would you consider yourself a good player, bad player? What would you say?
I consider myself a slightly below average player. You know, I grind it out with Ford and another friend, Riley Clarkin, from our old Sens AAA days quite often. And, you know, we get the odd win, but most of the time we're out back in the lobby in no time.
Ford, can you attest to this?
Yeah, last night, a couple close games, a couple early lobby, but this guy was grinding pretty hard, a couple kills.
Would you say it's safe to say that your Fortnite career is like your hockey career? Because you started from the bottom for sure in Fortnite. You were probably the worst player I've ever seen. But you worked your way up, and now I could say we're around the same skill level. Maybe I'd say I'm still a bit better, but would you say like this perseverance in hockey has helped you with your perseverance in Fortnite?
Yeah, obviously it's all about how much you work and how much time you put into it. you know, I love to play the game with my buddies. It's a good time. We love, you know, bullying kids online and, you know, I mean, obviously not bullying them face to face, but like, you know, killing them and sending them back to the lobby.
And this perseverance and how hard you work. You worked on a farm this summer. Can you Brody and I worked a little bit with you, and I just want to get your thoughts on how come you got paid more than us. Do you think that you work harder than us, or are you just a harder working guy?
Obviously I think it just comes down to the skill set in which you have. So you know, the guys that I brought out, as yourself, Brody, Riley, Carter, you know, they didn't quite have the skill set in the tools area, but you know, that's what made the difference between, you know, a couple bucks.
I think there was a little under the table deal going on there. You're getting shafted there. I don't know.
Well, you know, it was definitely a tough spot to work. It was just a lot of hard work and a lot of long days. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it was good for us.
Speaking of under the table, I hear Winchester's paying you under the table. Is that true?
Not true at all. I don't know where you're getting this, Mr. Ford Andrick of the Pien Raiders, but
completely false information.
That's not allowed.
And of course it's not allowed, but Isaac, I think if this could happen to anyone, it'd probably happen to you because of your presence on the ice, just because of how talented you are. And and you're also pretty good looking, I've noticed. And if you had to make a CCHL 2 power ranking of where you would rank on best looking guys in the league, where do you slot yourself in?
You know, there's, you know, probably a good 200 guys in the league, so I'd probably rank myself top 200.
Well, it's good. That's good to know that you have a lot of confidence, but now we're going to get a little more personal. We're going to talk about Sens AAA alumni that we've got. I'm going to give you a couple lists, and you got to rank them. Who's the best looking? You've got, we're going to start with Kasman Vikings defenseman. You could say defenseman, you could say hybrid, you could say forward, D, not really sure. He's got it all. Antonio Salenu, that's your first choice. And then you've got, I don't really know how to describe this guy. He's kind of all over the map. I'm going to go with Bruce Coulthart. And thirdly, we're going to go with starting Tendy, Carson Norcombe. And I'm going to get you to rank from 1 to 10, or 1 to 10 for each of them.
You know, right off the bat, I give Antonio a 4. You know, the guy, nice guy, but, you know what, he just doesn't have what it takes, to be honest, and, you know, he's just not for me, I guess, looks-wise. Bruce, gotta give Bruce a solid 8. Bruce, good-looking guy. You know, not only is he a good-looking guy, he's a good hockey player, great hockey player, actually. One of the better players to come out of that, that year of our team. Carson, Corkum, we call him. Yeah, he's a hard 10. That guy just has it all. He's a triple threat. He's got the looks, he's got the hair, and he's got the moves. He's
got the juggling moves.
Great nut. That's right.
Now, are we talking Bruce Coulthart with long hair or short hair? That's what we're talking about.
Bruce Coulthart with his long hair that went down to his butt. It's got to be an 11 out of 10. Like, that's 10. Some that's flow that no one's ever seen before.
Dedication.
Talking about hair, 40s have the flow going on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
The dark days, yeah.
The vegan days.
Oh, yeah.
And Isaac, we're going to get back to Sens AAA talk since we love it so much. Do you have any memories that stick out to you that we're going to, all joking aside, do you have any, like, real-life memories that have stuck with you that have really made a difference in your life?
Yeah, no word of a lie. One of the last tournaments we're in, somewhere in Michigan, I think. or something like that. And, you know, I walk into one of the hotel rooms where a couple boys are chilling, and it's Reed, Ford, Brody, and Antonio, I believe. And Antonio gets the smart idea to prank call pizza to his house back home.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, prank calls a couple large pizzas and some chicken wings back home. And I guess it was like 2 or 3 in the morning at that point when the pizza got delivered. And Antonio's parents weren't too pleased about it. And try to get us all kicked off the team, but you know, that didn't happen because obviously they were trying to kick off some of the best players, including myself. That's a good one. And you know, also going out playing, you know, tackle football in the yard right beside our hotels, and you know, having a good time.
Oh yeah,
a couple bloody noses here and there, but
to clear up the air a little bit, I don't think they tried to get us kicked off the team. Because Judy and Priyama would never do such a thing. Because
they were just a bit mad.
They were just upset.
Well, no, obviously not trying to get kicked off the team, but trying to get us disciplined.
Yeah, well, we deserved a little bit of discipline for somehow, by a miracle chance, pizza got delivered from Michigan all the way to Ottawa in the middle of the night, and poor little Alessandro. He's probably about 10 years old at this point. Gets a knock on the door in the middle of the night, and he thinks that someone's breaking into their house, and it's just a pizza being delivered that was called from Michigan. I don't know how this happened. I'm going to give a shout-out to Pizza Pizza for absolutely just screwing up. I don't know how they even called to see if the order was canceled. Antonio said it was completely canceled, and he didn't even order it, and they still went upon themselves to deliver it, so... I'm gonna throw a wrench at Pizza Pizza for sure.
Yeah, obviously we feel really bad about it, but you know, it's a pretty funny moment.
Something we look back on, and it's something you look back on, and even when making some mistakes like this and going like having a little bit of controversy with your team and stuff, like all of us are still best friends with Antonio Salerno to this day, even though we did, had a little prank on him. And it just shows that like how strong the brotherhood was with us in the Sens AAA days, and how close we all were, and how we're all still brothers to this day, and hopefully we will be forever. Like, I'm thinking Antonio Salerno may be best man at the wedding when I'm older. Who knows? Shout out to Antonio. But yeah, any more memories you got?
Well, you didn't finish that story completely. The next morning, Reed decides to walk down the stairs, and he sees Antonio and his mom sitting on the couch, and he yells out, "Did somebody order a pizza?" And then he bolts. And just made the tension in the room a little higher. So
yeah, for sure. Something I look back on thinking about, it's funny to think about now, but it was definitely not one of the finer things I've ever said. And we still to this day call Antonio Salerno the pizza man. Pizza past Antonio. And with all these stories about him, I'm definitely going to have to get him in the pod because he's someone they want to listen to. Like, this guy does it all. Soccer star. I wouldn't say he's a 4 out of 10. I'd give him probably 9.3, maybe. I got to do something about that hair to bring it up to a 10. The guy's got a cannon from the point. If we had to compare Antonio Salerno to one person in the NHL here, who are we comparing him to?
You know, definitely I'd compare Antonio to more of a Drew Doughty type player. You know, great hockey player. One of the best, in my opinion, in the league this year. Antonio, that is. And, you know, he plays exactly like him. He's an offensive defenseman. But, you know, he can also shut down D when he wants to and be there for his team.
Just going back to the memories there in Michigan, I remember decided to throw a team party in my hotel room. And it's like 2 a.m. and we're just bumping loud music out of a speaker. And next thing you know, we just get a knock at the door, and it's hotel security, and everybody's hiding in the bathroom and the closet, and I'm sitting there talking hotel security, trying to play it off, and we get it played off. They just leave us alone, and then we realize, like, an hour later, it's probably 3:30 now, my dad comes back. I don't know, he's with Reed's dad doing some degenerate stuff. They come back, and my dad goes, "What the hell happened to the hotel room? It was just trash. We broke the toilet clean off the wall. There was water everywhere." But, I mean, we went
Gage,
on... Shout out to Gage Trombley for that one. We went undefeated that tournament.
Yeah, no, that was a good time. I remember...
Somehow, didn't make it through. We... We beat and tied some of the best teams and went on to be like the best teams in the States that year, and they have players playing in who knows where, probably really good places, but we held our own there and we got screwed over by the tournament, so another wrench to the Michigan Silver Stick for that.
Yeah, what you got for being Canadian in an American tournament?
Yeah, I definitely remember we went undefeated, we didn't lose a game, but you know, we tied a couple games, I think, and I remember after our last game, we were waiting to find out if we made it through or not, and Brody decided to have a prayer, the team.
Yeah, we all kneeled down, had a
prayer. We all gathered around, had a team prayer, but, you know, obviously things didn't go our way, but, you know, I like to think that was a really fond memory of that year.
Shout out to Everett Lindahl for, like, 6 goals in, 10 shots.
No, yeah. We're not going to throw a wrench at Everett because he was a call-up who came and he did what he could. We played a really good team, and he wasn't used to the speed yet, and he got thrown in cold, so he did his best, and hopefully if he hears this, he takes it the right way. Yeah, Chantel, we've been friends for a really long time. You know, you've known all these guys for a long time, and you were around in the Centra Play days for sure. You would consider yourself a fan of Centra Play days or more 67 AAA? Like, what was your style?
Well, definitely, I think more of the Sen side. I think 67s and Sens was a big battle every time you guys would play each other. There'd be a bunch of fans coming out to watch. Mostly, my friends would support the Sens for sure. Good stuff.
We had a lot of good games with a lot of fans. One game I really remember that sticks out. Playing against, was it Minor Bantam? Remember the stands were completely packed. Like, it was just completely packed, and we got pumped like 10-1.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Go to winter games.
Yeah. Was that Minor Bantam?
That was Minor Bantam. Yeah. We were playing in 6-7's home rink, and we dusted them like every game of the season. We go to qualify for the winter games, and we go out there and just get absolutely blasted 9-1 in front of a crowd of just probably 100 girls. And we're disappointed in ourselves.
I mean, that was before the Isaac Kelly days when you had the shutdown D out there, but. You know, obviously sucks to hear that.
For sure. And Isaac, do you have any shout-outs you want to give to any mentors that you've had or any coaches, players, family members, anyone?
Yeah, no, definitely my family, my parents, but also some of the best coaches I've ever had. Jeff Jordan, that guy really influenced my career a lot. You know, also my coach right now, Bob Gould. He's been my coach for probably 4 or 5 years of my entire career. He coached me through Novice and Adam, so... you know, big shout out to those guys for making me the player who I am today, but you know, definitely my family. Yeah, they've been there through it all.
I'd throw a shout out to Dave Karnakia too. We worked hard in the summer with him.
Yeah, obviously.
I turned the inside out a couple times in the one-on-ones, but you know, I saw the improvement as we went throughout the training. Sometimes you laid me on the ice, stone cold killer out there, but just the support staff that we all have, and the coaches we've all had, we've all been super lucky, and we'll hopefully continue to be lucky if we all continue to keep playing hockey. And yeah, so I think we're going to wrap it up there. Isaac, you got any final thoughts?
No, I just want to thank you for having me out here, you and the guys, and Chantel. Yeah, you know, it was a pleasure to be here. You know, I'm not really doing anything these days because of the concussion, but...
Oh, well, we'll get a little talk about that quick. How did this happen, and what's going to happen to the guy that hit you from behind?
Well, I got concussed about, 2 weeks ago tomorrow. You know, was just grabbing the puck in my end at the end of a, like, long two-minute shift, and skating behind my net, and this guy just pins me from behind, just rocks me about 3 feet away from the boards, into the boards. My chin hit the glass, and, you know, I don't remember much after that, but... You know, seeing the video and seeing what the guys told me, I bounced right back up and ripped the guy's cage off and fed him once or twice. But
was there any repercussions to this? Like, did he face any discipline to the league or penalty-wise?
Yeah, he obviously got thrown out of the game because it was an incredibly dirty hit. But I'm not sure if he got suspended or not. I'm hoping he did because he put me through a lot of pain. And, you know, I'm still feeling the aftermath of that right now.
And... talking to myself, who's a concussion expert, I don't know if you've seen, but the most viral video in Miss Chambers' class was made by me, who made the concussion video. So
I did see that, yeah.
Just a little humble brag I had to throw out there. And,
not a big deal.
And for you, I recommend tuning into that video, and then we'll be back for another episode coming up soon.